my very first game of paintball, and I got you right where I want you. Prepare to eat paint!
Tyler? Behind you?
Uh-oh. Right. That's it! Payback time! One minute, a steaming pile of junk. The next, a plane, a train, or an automobile. And today, a twin set of terrifying tanks.
And this is Combat Central. It'll be tank versus tank in a paint-splattered battle to the finish as we ask the teams to create armored vehicles that can maneuver around this arena and then fire paintballs with deadly accuracy. Each tank will have only one vulnerable spot. If the other team hits it, it's hasta la vista, baby.
In the blue corner, the wannabe warriors are Bronx Bravest, three fearless firefighters from New York City.
I'm Gene.
I'm Skip.
I'm Murph.
We're all New York City firefighters in Ladder Company 47 in the Bronx.
We chose Gene to be our captain because he's going to be a great captain.
I got to keep the guys focused on this job, the tasks in hand. We're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done well. We have a toolbox on wheels. It's called our fire truck. What we don't have on that rig, we'll improvise. I think that's very similar to what we're going to have to do on the Junkyard.
Murph, he's our MacGyver. He's great at everything.
The reason why we're going to win on Junkyard Wars, because we're like a team like this, all three together.
We're the Bronx Bravest!
Keeping them on target is Mad Tanker Paul Horde. He spends his weekends causing destruction with his mighty paintball tank, the War Wagon. For Paul, bigger is definitely better.
And it's truly the battle of the Big Apple. The Brooklyn Benders are three bohemian artists from the other end of the New York subway line. So paint is their business.
I'm E-Rock.
I'm Hackett.
I'm Heather.
As the captain of the team, I'll be responsible for coordinating all of our efforts.
E-Rock will be an excellent captain. He's very good at looking at a whole system of a thing. Heather is an excellent scavenger.
My secret talent is that I find stuff.
And we have years of practice of taking junk and turning it into art and turning it into working machines.
We're the Brooklyn Benders!
Helping them aim the paint is brave Bill Tyson. Bill's golf cart tank may be small, but it's deadly. It can shoot 900 paintballs a minute.
And there are old scores to settle. The two experts are fierce rivals and veterans of many shootouts. Bill is usually the victor and Paul the vanquished. So Paul is eager for some payback.
Yeah. Get out! Yeah.
Brooklyn Benders!
Yeah!
Bronx Bravest!
Yeah.
Teams, allow me to introduce you to the Mark I paintball.
All right!
This is your ammunition, a perfectly formed sphere manufactured to splatter paint all over your enemies. Yeah. And I think you know by now who your enemies are.
Yeah.
Your challenge is to build powerful paintball-firing tanks so you can take on your opponents in a head-to-head paintball busting splatterfest. At stake is that elusive place in the semifinals.
So teams, you have 10 hours from the time that our mighty car crusher crashes.
Oh, that was great.
Paintball tank.
Yeah!
All right, guys, we're gonna crush them with this paintball cannon tank that we're making. Paul, you're our expert. What kind of vehicle should we make here?
Since there's going to be four of us, we need to make sure we have something that can carry all four of us. We'll find a vehicle. Now, for cannons, we'll go with 1.5 inch barrel.
The Bronx Bravest are hoping to find a big, beefy van. Its engine can power a compressor to pump air into a tank. If they can find the right bits, they'll make cannons from metal pipes and plumbing parts and mount one on the roof and two on the sides. They should be able to shoot round after round of paintballs in all directions if they don't run out of air.
All right, so here's the deal. Murph, you're in charge of the vehicle. Skip,
You got to get the plumbing, PVC, okay. Anything we need there. And Paul and I got to sit back and relax for a while.
Okay. What are we going to use for a tank?
I love golf carts. They're small, they carry four people, and they can go anywhere.
The Brooklyn Benders are hoping to find an electric golf cart, light and easy to maneuver. They're planning to use carbon dioxide fire extinguishers and connect them to two PVC tubing weapons. They should be accurate and deadly as long as there are no leaks.
What kind of batteries do we want to look for first?
The big golf cart batteries.
Just the big ones?
The big ones, yeah. They're 6-volt each. We're going to need PVC. As much PVC in different sizes as we can so we have stuff to work with. Any kind of reducers, any kind of couplings you can find out there. Valves, also going to be important. The other stuff we'll be able to scavenge as we go.
Ready, Murph?
I'm ready.
You going for the vehicle? Skip it, plumbing. Ready? Let's go, guys. Go get it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Right.
Go, go, go. Go get it, guys.
Do you shoot one of these at a time, or do you shoot a whole bunch of them?
Oh, you shoot a whole bunch.
Oh,
you
okay.
Shoot a ton.
Well,
at once.
Okay, see, that's a typical guy. Instead of doing one thing accurately and well, you're just going to lay it all out there.
You shoot a lot of them at once, and you make maximum damage.
But they only have one vulnerable spot, so you got to hit it.
And what's your vulnerable spot?
Oh!
Oh! They do hurt. War has been declared in the junkyard. They've got only 10 hours to get their machines armed, armored, and battle ready.
All right, I'm looking for the pipe.
What do you have?
I have screen. Just found screen, so we have a little place where we can see out and pummel those wuss firefighters a little bit.
Now that's what we're looking for. Skip, we need more PVC.
So have you figured out a good way, though, to get the paintballs to go far and fast?
Well, our expert seems pretty confident in his plan.
More junk. More junk.
We need more stuff.
I got one nice, good, long length of PVC, still looking for more.
Take that.
It's a crucial time for both teams as they try to get the best bits for their build. Will the firemen hose down the Brooklynites, or will the boys from the Bronx get painted into a corner? Keep watching.
Teams of Gotham Gladiators are preparing to do battle by building paintball tanks from junk.
Some of that.
Got it.
In Midnight Blue are the Bronx Bravest, three of New York's finest firefighters. They're going for a big, heavy tank, and this old plumber's van could provide them with all the muscle they need.
In Canary Yellow, New York artists the Brooklyn Benders are going for small and nimble, but they're no lightweights.
All right, I've got a cart out here. It's got all four wheels on it.
Bill, Hackett just found our cart.
Did he?
Yeah.
The engine looks kind of screwed.
That's all right. Get the tank in.
Call us if you need help.
This golf cart looks like it's seen a few more than 18 holes.
Look what we found.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Okay.
Bronx Bravest Murph is just getting started. It looks like this isn't the first time he's had to hotwire a car.
Don't try this at home, kids. All right. Ready to rock.
That's my boy Murph, huh? Didn't get anything going.
Woo!
Bring it on in. Bring it on in.
All right!
Good.
Good.
We can
this
steal anything in 10 seconds.
This is nothing.
Let's get all the plumbing, all of the fittings. Like, here's a T.
And there's a pleasant surprise. The previous owner thoughtfully left his tools of the trade in the back. All they need to flush the benders down the toilet.
No good. Okay.
These batteries toast?
Some of them are. Those two.
The Brooklyn Benders' dexterous little golf cart should be the perfect David against the Bronx Bravest Goliath of a van. That is, if these anarchists can get organized.
All right, we're in with the Brooklyn Benders.
Whoa, who's
Bill
here?
And E-Rock.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, good.
Looking
good.
What's up, Tyler?
Not too much.
Now, what's your idea? What's the whole plan?
Build a small tank like this that carries four people.
Okay.
Cover it over with a hard surface and an open area screen surface so you can see where you're going.
Oh, so that's going to, the screen is going to be instead of having like a window or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you bet,
so,
you bet.
Okay.
The benders plan to install two cannons in their golf cart, one at the front to fire forward and a second rotating on top so they can cover all angles. Both will be fueled by carbon dioxide gas from fire extinguishers, but they'll only be able to fire a few paintballs at a time as they'll need to keep recharging the guns. They'll have range and accuracy if they can just get their cart moving.
Now, is this piece of crap actually going to run? Because it looks terrible.
The body looks good. The engine, we have no idea because we got to get 36 volts into it.
Right.
So they're out scavenging batteries for us.
The tank idea, I understand what you're going for that. Now, what about the actual barrel of our cannon that's going to be attached to the tank?
That's the best part.
Okay.
1.5-inch diameter inside.
Okay.
Bolt action.
Nice.
Little cartridges that hold 15 to 30 balls a piece. Open the bolt, pop one in, close the bolt, boom, you're gone.
So don't go with the, you're not just going to shoot one paintball at a time. You've got to totally max it out.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just looking what you've got, what you're getting out of the yard, I mean, do you feel like, this is going to go together?
We're better now.
why did it just go? Oh, they've got another golf cart. Another golf cart. Well.
Wow. Okay, have you seen what they have?
They got a golf cart.
Mickey Mouse thing.
What are they? I mean, does this look like a country club?
No.
I mean,
they're on vacation, not war.
Right, we have a tank.
We've got a tank. We've got a real vehicle.
The Bravest plan to drive a compressor from the van's motor to pump air into a big tank. It'll be connected to 3 guns made out of metal plumbing pipes. They'll mount 1 on the roof and 2 on the sides. The firemen's guns will have high volume and high pressure, just like the blast from their fire hoses. But like most things in life, it's all about connections.
Biggest thing is probably having the proper valving to open up. We've got half-inch valves, which do not allow enough air flow to go through an 1.5-inch barrel.
Right.
We do have 1-inch valve, which will be good for us to use. That will work as a good cannon.
Well, or how many cannons are you building and how many paintballs is it going to shoot at that?
As many as possible, 20 to 30 at a time.
Brooklyn scavenger Heather still hasn't found enough fittings to furnish their first gun.
Hey, what are you doing in there?
Hey!
What are you doing in there? Are you kidding me?
You know, Tyler, it looks to me like Bronx Bravest are in a little bit of a better mood.
Yeah, well, they've actually got something to work with as opposed to the Benders here. Brooklyn Benders, they're so frustrated. They've got all these golf carts.
Yeah.
And nothing's working. Batteries aren't working. I mean, they've got a lot of little bits and bobs, pieces right. that are actually going to, come together and make the actual cannon for right. the tank itself. But the actual tank they're going to use to move?
Okay, can
nothing.
We just time out for a second? It's a golf cart.
You know, the best thing that I heard so far from the Benders, the Brooklyn Benders told me that if this fails, doesn't work out, they're going to use Fred Flintstone power. They're going to actually just cut a hole through the bottom of it.
That's not a bad idea.
And just run. And then the brakes will be like, argh!
The Bravest are going great guns. Captain Jean's cutting a space for their turret, and Expert Paul started assembling their cannon.
Watch out down below.
All right. All's fair in love and junkyard war.
What are you looking for?
You know, stuff. Things.
Heather and Hackett perform a perfect pick and roll. Heather sets the pick, and Hackett rolls away with the good parts.
All right, see you guys later.
This one's reading 7.
But crime doesn't always pay, and Hackett is getting desperate.
Should I start working, or we start working, on plan B for automation, for moving?
Give me about 15 more minutes.
Okay.
Real tanks that protect from more than just paint marks were invented by the British during the First World War.
The sport of paintball got started in the early 1980s when weekend military enthusiasts headed to the hills to take out their aggression. Paintballs were safer than real shells, and today it's a huge sport.
Joe Tipman is with Tipman Pneumatics, one of the biggest makers of paintball guns in the world.
Good, man. How about yourself?
Great. Doing
Welcome
great.
To the throne.
Thank you.
We overlook the entire working area.
Yeah, it's great.
Let's take a look at the two design ideas, like right off the bat. We've got two radically different looks, I think.
Right.
And the Bronx Bravest has something that's
big.
Well, big and nasty, which I think is the way to go. Tell me about their idea.
Their idea is probably accuracy by volume. They're looking for a large mass and high volume of paint. But what concerns me is, if it's that big, how much air will they need?
Okay, so the concern then is that there's not going to be enough to punch that out and give it enough velocity to actually hit the hit the target.
Exactly.
Okay. What about the Tiger Woods fan club over here at the Brooklyn Benders? They got
Brooklyn
golf carts all over the place.
They're definitely going for the speed and accuracy. They have a smaller volume of paint, but a smaller vehicle to move around and probably get more shots off.
At this point, just based on what you've got, from what you've seen, who's your money on? Who's going to win this thing?
Right now, I'd have to go with the Fireman.
So you go with Bronx Braves?
I definitely do.
It's crisis time for the Brooklyn Benders. Captain E-Rock's reaching the end of his rope.
So the deal is I'm seeing no activity on this thing at all.
And out in the yard, Heather and Hackett are plotting mutiny.
So I'm giving him like 15 minutes in which we will scrounge. And then after that, it's time for plan B. And
Barney Rubble, baby.
Uh-huh. Or bicycle, if we can do like some kind of rickshaw type thing.
From the looks on your faces, I'm guessing there's nothing more frustrating for you than a junky golf cart that just doesn't do anything. What's going on? You're looking at it like...
Well, we have a whole pile of batteries. Unfortunately, they're all dead.
What's the solution to that problem? Charge them up or find new ones?
Well, if you got any ideas, we're open for suggestions.
Teflon. Oh, let me grab it on Teflon tape. This guy.
Here, I'm getting it for you. There you go. You need that.
And Hackett's on the make again, well behind enemy lines. He's using the old five-finger discount on some of the firemen's parts. This prompts expert Paul to lodge an official complaint with his rival, Bill.
You have no idea. Did you send him over there?
He's looking for parts.
Is he a lost puppy or what?
No, he's looking for parts. We need parts. You got any parts?
Heather's resorted to flirting with the opposition.
Where'd you go with all the plumbing fixtures there?
What plumbing fixtures?
In the van, the plumbing van that you took off with all the...
We got it running. There's no plumbing fixtures on a golf cart. Sweetheart. Maybe golf course.
I know. Where's all the stuff in there?
But Bronx Bravest aren't taking the bait.
You can still join our team. You can still join our team. It's not too late.
You want to trade?
Come on. We'll take you on the
wing. What do you need? What do you need? We'll trade.
Forget about the hippies.
I guess so with the hippies.
Forget about the hippies.
They'd die if they heard you saying that.
Oh, good.
Bronx Bravest don't need any new recruits. Expert Paul is firing ahead with their first gun, but he's about to be rudely interrupted.
Whoa, we got a hole at the top of this thing.
What are you doing here?
Bill, what are you doing here?
Wow. This is looking good. This is looking good.
You still want to join our team?
Huh?
It's not too late.
Do what?
It's not too late to defect and join the winning team.
Defect?
What are you using that for?
All right, Bill, I hate to say this, but you're not in a blue uniform. What are you doing over here? What did you come over here to get here? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the parts we can't find.
Uh-huh.
You know, like to build a small cannon. Just one.
Right. And, Paul, are you really going to help him out?
See, when you're the king of the hill, you help the underlings.
Okay. I'll take that.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm going to let you keep cheating. I mean, asking for some help. Take it easy.
She is tough.
No, it's just you're just losing.
While Bill is begging for scraps, the Bronx pull even further ahead. Skip finds an air tank. Perfect for their cannon.
1, 2, 3.
That's perfect. We juice that baby up. We're good for the whole battle.
Oh, bigger, this is the find of the day.
Bigger is better. They're going to love this.
The Benders have a glimmer of hope as Hackett stumbles on some key pieces.
Hey, do we need CO2 fire extinguishers?
Yes. CO2. CO2 only.
CO2 only, though.
But the Benders are still lagging behind, and what they really need are batteries if Bill's going to avoid a whipping from his rival Paul.
So would you say in the last hour, though, you guys seem to have made some progress?
Well, over the last hour, what we have done is we're just kicking Bill's pants. It's kind of a shame. I really... Do y'all like to see a test?
Absolutely.
So, let's see if this works. Hey, men in blue!
Did you look at that little one?
All right, boys.
Look at this.
Y'all want to see how this thing works?
Yes, I'd love to.
All righty? Okay, y'all ready?
Did you see that, Brooklyn?
You guys are going to look...
No! It doesn't work!
Shot a sawzall.
Look!
We're halfway there.
All right.
So, while the Bravest are packing heat, the Benders are just hoping they won't be sent home packing.
I think we got more electrical problems than just that.
Attention, teams. It would appear the sixth hour is in the clutches of the Time Spider.
6 hours. We're doing good.
You know what? We got to step it up.
Their rivals, the Brooklyn Benders, have gone through a whole fleet of golf carts. But without one that works, it's their chances that are fleeting.
What's going on there?
We got something. We got clicking.
All right.
Let's try it.
Check that again. Let's try this. Hot dog.
We got turning? It.
We're done it.
Yes.
One wise.
Yes.
It's turning?
Yes, it is.
We have our cart.
What did you do to get the cart up and running? Was it a case of just charging the batteries and stuff? Or?
No, we hooked up the last wire that needed to be hooked up. That was the same. We just ignored it. It was like,
yeah, we just plugged it in.
Oh,
yeah,
this is, it couldn't need all these wires, could it? No.
Let's talk about the actual thing that's going to be firing your paintball.
See, we have all sorts of assorted sizes of fittings and pipes and no two seem to go together.
Right.
So somewhere out there in that vast wasteland of junk is the perfect set of fittings that we need.
Right. I was going to ask Bill, I mean, does that concern you right now? I mean, you're not finding the pieces of pipe that's...
Yeah, it always concerns me when you can't find what you need.
Yeah.
But I still got the best scroungers in the whole place out there working, so
yeah,
they'll find it.
Hackett's got something.
And it's a Hackett piece of rusty metal.
Oh, sweet.
He is on a plan B. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
I think that's a few things they need.
Time to feed another fly to the time spider teams. 5 hours. This is your 5 hour time check.
Well, see, you're
expert
cheating.
Bill pays another visit to his old pal. No, this time he must have followed his nose because something smells fishy.
So what do you need?
I was just wondering what do you have that you're not going to be using?
What do you need?
Oh, what?
There they are!
What?
They're all down there! You son of a gun! You have been hiding this from me all from the very beginning.
So what's the point?
So, look at all that good stuff.
So you want this?
Yes.
Okay, what else?
The benders are now within striking distance. But it's the bravest who strike gold in the yard yet again.
Beauty.
This time in the form of a compressor from a truck's air conditioning unit.
Skip, this is a great find over here, this compressor. Right. This might just save the day, pal.
Okay, hang on, I'll get you that soap.
Go ahead.
The Bronx bravest are inspecting their gun turret.
What I'm thinking is hanging the expansion chamber this way.
Okay.
Well, just lay that way.
Over in the Brooklyn build bay, they're off to the races.
Here's the plan. We need two guns being built now, and we need this thing being framed out.
Okay.
That's the theory of this gun, is just...
spew it out.
Spew. It's a spew gun.
The Bronx bravest are working like a well-oiled machine. Paul is stockpiling more weapons. Gene is happily assembling the gun turret. And Murph is installing the air compressor. So, it's turning into quite the juicy battle of the Big Apple. The question is, will the Bender's wussy little golf cart be able to take a bite out of the firefighters? Or will the boys from the Bronx be able to make the Bender's pips squeak? Stick around and find out.
Teams from New York are battling to create combat tanks from scrap in just 10 hours. Now, as you can see behind me, the blue team, Bronx Bravest, have already had a very successful test firing. All right, Gene.
There you are.
So, we've got, basically, you're building your turret now?
Yes, we are. We just welded a long shaft on here just to get it together. Now we'll have to drop it down because the gun will actually be mounted on here.
Okay.
Okay, so we have to... drop it down, just like in the movies.
No? Yeah, right.
It's going to be like a machine gun.
I saw the test fire, so obviously you feel pretty confident now, huh?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We have about 3-4 guns built now. We have the bigger one that you saw to shoot, and Paul built about 2 or 3 other small ones, hand ones, that we're going to shoot out the side of the vehicle.
This one right here will take them out.
They've got their expansion chamber, they've got their cannon, they got their turret.
What about the Brooklyn Benders, though? I'm sensing not so much... confidence.
They're in a little bit of trouble right now. They, I think they finally got all their components and they're now trying to put it together. What I'm really thinking is that they might run into problems when, you know, they're using hoses and clamps for potential leaks, bursts. Whereas the fire boys, they welded shut everything. Everything. I mean, it is sealed.
If there's a place to leak, weld it.
Tested that, no leaks, and it, you know, it's... I hope for the, you know, the artists to come through.
In your opinion, do the Brooklyn Benders have to do? What do they have to do to get over that hump and get it finished?
They have to cut down on some of their ideas. I don't know if they'll get to a couple of guns that they wanted, you know, just go for the one, get it going, and then maybe if you have the luxury and the time, go for the second.
But the Benders aren't abandoning anything at the moment.
Got enough thread in there.
We need an axe, baby.
The arms race is on. The firemen demonstrate how to clean out your car. New York style, baby. 4 hours remaining, teams. 4 hours.
4 hours, plenty of time. We got it.
Is this gun number one or is this number two, backup? Or?
We have gun number one and gun number A. Basically, they're both they're both backups for each other. It's right. Whatever works, works.
What makes you think that this is the design that's going to win? Like, it's going to make all the difference?
Arrogance.
Look at this, guys. Look at this manifold this guy found.
This exhaust manifold will allow the Bravest to divert air to fire three cannons. That's if they have enough airflow. There's only one way to find out. Pressurize their reservoir.
We're up to 80. 85. We're up to almost 90 pounds right now, Gino.
Awesome. What do you want to get? About 120?
120, that's it. That's our objective.
Their compressor is driven by the van's motor. It'll pump air into the huge air tank, which is connected to the manifold, sending a steady airflow to the Bravest three guns. Lucky for the firemen, they're used to high-pressure situations.
And then we get to 120. We'll just shut the switch off. We'll keep it around 120.
Awesome, babe.
Over in Brooklyn, Heather's connecting up their gun.
Homemade hose clamp.
Hackett is on the frame, and Bill is priming the cannon.
Hey, Bill, looks like we actually have something here.
Yeah, man.
what do we got? It's our cannon, but just explain all the components that we've got.
We've got just a barrel here that we made out of a piece of pipe and a vertical feed, and the balls just drop in there.
So just gravity?
Absolutely. Just fall right in just like they do on a regular paintball marker.
A carbon dioxide fire extinguisher will supply gas for their gun, pressurizing a propane tank reservoir. But it's got a major disadvantage. Whenever the reservoir runs low, they'll need time to refill it with CO2. If they run out of gas, they could be sitting ducks.
Are we close to firing this thing? It looks like it.
Yeah, we're ready to go. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah!
It's snowing. It's Christmas, folks. There we go! Yeah! We got one.
The firemen are all over their tank, guns at the ready.
Okay, we'll make it.
The artists are finally back in the frame and are preparing to fire.
Yeah, but you know, it's going to be more of a tank doing the aiming. Come on, guys. Come here, right now. Come on, let's go.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do.
Give me some.
Attention, teams. The time spider's belly is looking awfully full, but there's always room for one more hour.
Oh, man. We got to hustle. We got to step it up. What do you got, clamps? What do you got for me?
In Brooklyn, they go nowhere without backup. Plan A.
What is that? What is that for?
Boarding hook. So when we get up close to them, just hold on.
Or Plan B. They're quite flexible.
It's a little wimpy, but
broke.
I think it's pretty good.
All right, how about reloading?
Reloading, boom, we drop it. Reload, out.
Unbelievable.
Oof. Bam.
All right.
Both teams will do anything to make this a cage match.
Oh, right there. And I'll get something right there in the middle.
It's a perfect fit.
To the untrained eye, a bicycle. But in the mind of an artist, the perfect gun mount.
Hey, Murph.
Hey, how you doing?
Time is drawing very near now. Can you tell me what you have here? What have you got on your machine?
We've got a mobile assault vehicle.
You're not mincing words, are you?
No, it is. It's good. It's really, really turning out good.
Okay.
All the guns work good. Paul did an excellent job.
How many cannons do you have?
We have actually one cannon.
And then you have a couple others in the back, right?
We have two and one on the top.
So
that's the big gun on the top. That we can put. How many rounds are going to go in there, Paul?
30.
30 in one shot.
Wow.
Joe, who's got the edge as far as, say, maneuverability goes between these two?
Definitely goes to the benders.
Who's got the firepower advantage?
The bravest have it.
Really?
Have it. Yeah, they have the firepower with mass.
Yeah. What about who could actually get hit through the kind of armory that these two teams have got around their vehicles?
Ironically, the benders have a better armor because they totally encapsulated themselves.
I do want to know, at this point, we go into the big thing.
My bet is still.
Oh, still.
With the fireman.
Really?
Yeah.
Just cut one big hole out of it and we can weld it right. Just tack it right on here.
Yeah, just hit it above the orange box. Everybody stand back. Let's see what.
Man, that's killer.
Oh, that's killer. That's unbelievable.
Teams, I was feeling a little peckish, so I had to eat Tyler. So, this is your 30-minute time check. 30 minutes.
All right.
Yes.
Aluminum.
Arr. Oh, yeah, really.
Stick.
James, this is your 5-minute time check.
Five minutes. I'm done.
This is when...
And E-Rock has a final backup. If you can't beat him, poke him with a stick.
Mythical plan E.
Five, four, three, two, one, tools down! Yeah!
Hey!
Woo-hoo! Give yourselves a hand!
Yeah!
You guys deserve it! What a great day of building! Now it's time to get some rest and have Technicolor dreams, because tomorrow we go to war! Well done!
It came together, guys. It came together.
Now we drink. So, will the Bronx Bravest huge tank deliver enough air to power their three guns and blast the opposition out of the competition?
Or will the Brooklyn Benders golf cart mounted with two guns fueled by carbon dioxide fire extinguishers run rings around their opponents?
Our two New York teams have spent the last 10 hours building paintball tanks out of junk. Now it's time for some Bronx Brooklyn bloodletting as they battle it out to see who's going through to the semifinals.
As usual, we've allowed the teams 1 hour of tinkering time.
That's better. We got brakes now.
Lift the gun up towards me. Time's almost up.
The rules of engagement are simple. It's the best of three head-to-head battles. Each tank will have one vulnerable spot marked with a target like this. One hit on target, and it's game over. Thing is, the battles will get progressively harder because the targets will get smaller and smaller each time.
Okay, guys, I'm going to leave a little spot of duct tape over the end that you pull.
Bronx Bravest, it's almost time to get to it, so tell me about the cannons. Everything working?
Working pretty good.
Yeah?
We did a test fire this morning, just a few minutes ago. How's that look? That's a good pattern. We shot 10 balls. And
that looks good.
Those guys are in trouble.
So now, Murph, I know you've done some demolition driving, right? Paul here is a veteran at this kind of thing. What has he taught you about how you guys should basically attack this course?
Well, I think we're going to have to try it again from the back. That seems like their weak spot. And then as soon as we get behind them, I'm going to pan to the right or pan to the left so we can use a turret and also use the side cannons at the same time. So it should work out good. But pretty much, if he's a tank commander, whoever's on top's a tank commander, we're going to switch it up. They call the shots. And that's where we turn.
Okay. Good luck. Thanks. Get to it. Guys?
Hello.
Hi. So, you're putting on, what are these, racing stripes?
Yeah, you can call it that. This is actually on the New York City Fire Department rigs. They have
striping.
Very wide yellow and white striping.
They can't hear us right now, so you can tell me if you have any vulnerable spots. Anything you're a little worried about out there?
Not a thing.
Really?
Not a thing. We're going to crush them.
I love a confident man. Skip, you agree?
No problem.
No worries?
Not one.
Brooklyn Benders are doing way over their
head. Okay. What's your strategy for the game?
Get behind Paul and shoot him.
Subterfuge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're all big and strong and burly. We're going to be small and sneaky like weasels.
And starting positions?
We got Heather driving. We've got Bill on the front gun. We got me on the rear gun. We're going to be alternating. And we have Hackett on
sabotage.
Yeah, we should be fine.
I see the tiki thing, right? And I see that you've got a hood ornament and your whole golf club thing. There's a theme going on. Have you got a name for your vehicle? Is there some sort of, you know, thematic unity you have going on?
The tiki tank.
You got self-tappers and washers?
Belting behemoth? Joe, I've always said, and I think you'll agree with me, that the most important thing in paintball is the personal touch. And that's exactly what Bronx Bravest have here. They have made a big, beefy vehicle.
They certainly have, and they added more armor and guns.
Yeah. The other thing is that it's such a big vehicle. This thing's going to have a hard time moving around.
Especially when they lost power steering.
But overall, what do you think?
I still like it. I still like the cannon. I think that's what's going to pull them through.
All right, here it is. The competition looking like it's straight out of Gilligan's Island. I love it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It looks like a little stealth bomber to me.
You'd never know that this was once a golf cart.
Yeah, it's hidden. Great. It's definitely hidden. It's got a lot of cover, a lot of mesh. The benders definitely have a quicker vehicle and a greater turning radius, so mm-hmm. they can go around a lot quicker in this vehicle.
Now, let's talk about firepower, because that's what this is really all about. We've got the gun in the front.
That's the A-gun.
The A-gun, and on the top we've got another one. They've even got the slingshot on
They've
the back.
They've got the C-plan slingshot.
Are you going to go with Bronx Bravest or the Tiki Machine right here?
51% tells me. I'm going with a cannon back there.
All right. All right, let's get them, boys.
Yeah, let's get them.
B. Youngs is a world champion paintballer and makes the perfect referee. She's attaching the targets to the tanks. They've got to hit these to score.
We're just about to get ready to play. What happens when somebody gets hit?
That player is automatically eliminated from the game. The vehicle then has to stop, allow that player to get out of the vehicle with his hand up, and walks off the game field.
The walk of shame.
That's right.
The arena is an oval, hair-raising obstacle course studded with abandoned vehicles and railroad ties. To get around, the teams will have to drive like New York cabbies. Look out!
Guns at the ready! Bronx Bravest, are you ready?
Yeah.
Brooklyn Benders, are you ready?
And they are off. Bronx Bravest is moving right at them. They're going for it.
Oh.
Bronx hit Brooklyn, but missed the target. Now it's Brooklyn's turn. And they're coming our way now. Here they come. Looks like the old tiki tanks having some trouble with their maneuverability.
Right now it's a balance problem.
Don't turn us over.
They're tilting to the right.
Looks like they're heading into a standoff.
Get the hand!
Are you having fun yet?
You got the hand! We got the hand!
That's a big shot.
That was a big
shot. I thought I heard the word hit there.
We got a hand!
We got a hand on the hand!
Bill, are you pulling him out?
No!
Hey, Bill, I hit his hand, dude.
That's all splatter.
I hit him in the hand, dude. That was not spray.
Hold on. Hold the game. Let me see your hand.
There should be a welt, right?
Bronx Bravest hit E-Rock's hand while it was exposed outside of the tank.
Here on the...
Welt?
Yeah.
B is confirming hit on hand.
According to the rules, E-Rock is out for the rest of the round.
We have got E-Rock, the Benders team leader, out of the game.
They had to reload. They ran out of ammo. Absolutely. That's what cost them their leader.
Keep blasting them. They can't see. Keep blasting them. I'm going. I'm peeling out.
It looks to me like a real advantage for Bronx Bravest is they got speed.
It's faster, no power steering, they're gonna have problems.
Ooh, I think Heather may be heading for a little love tap with the Bravest.
Back up, they just shoot us in the face. That's all they're doing.
shoot me in the face some more. I love it.
Well, I'm going to sit right up past him, all right?
Woohoo, fireman!
They did hit him.
Tyler to Karen, what happened?
And what's all that steam coming?
Looks like Bronx Bravis took a hit, and unfortunately for the firemen, we're seeing some smoke.
So the first round is over.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Benders, a surprising hit.
Bronx Bravis, they're letting me down.
Unreal.
They're letting me down.
Are you guys the blue team?
No, not really. Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. They, of course, are not the blue team. It's the yellow team, Brooklyn Benders, and right now they're up 1-0. Will Bronx Bravis come back in the next round, or will it be Tanks for the Memories?
Ah! Welcome back to Junkyard Wars, where Brooklyn Benders have blown Bronx Bravis to smithereens.
In the first round, Bronx Bravis had the tools, but Brooklyn Benders had the talent. The Benders were right on target.
And now it gets tougher as we reduce the target size a notch.
All right, teams. The score is 1-0 for the Brooklyn Benders. So, Bronx Bravest, you gotta get a hit to stay in the game. 3, 2, 1. Go, 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 go! All right.
Same direction. Uh-oh.
Oh, he's coming this way.
Hang on, guys.
Hug it, hug it, hug it.
Go ahead, get him.
Oh. Get him, get him, get him.
Oh, they saved themselves.
Very close.
They
saved
themselves.
Right there. Hug hard, hard, hard.
Get ready to shoot.
Almost looks like a big game of cat and mouse right
now.
Yeah,
the mouse is chasing the cat.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't have expected that at all.
Holy moly.
Hang on, we're going over tracks.
What?
Ah!
Hey!
Hit it. All right, stay right here.
They're right up behind them.
There they go.
They're
there
right up behind them. A perfect chance for the Benders.
We can't move.
Back up, man.
Go, 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 go. Brooklyn Benders were right next to the van, and they missed with their shot.
I saw that. Oh! Oh! All right. Bronx Brave is getting braver by the minute.
Holy moly.
Murph must have drank a lot of cough syrup in between rounds or something, because his driving skills have decreased dramatically.
The Benders have got the bravest on the run.
Tyler, I think we've got a flat tire on the way.
Yeah, who is that flat tire with?
Bronx Bravis took a flat tire in the back right wheel.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, look at the kind of driving they've been doing. Oh, crazy.
They're nutty.
It takes more than a flat tire to stop a New York firefighter.
Get to the back side, play on the back side.
Hook it hard.
There it goes, there it goes. Look at that.
Taxi!
The Benders are hot on their trail.
Not good, not good, not good.
That's a bomb, that's a bomb. We didn't get hit, it's a bomb.
I think it's time for someone to swallow their pride.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you very much.
Yes,
yes you lose,
yes,
I win.
You called it.
It doesn't happen very often, but I did,
you called
finally.
It.
I won one. Finally. Yay, yay for me.
Woo! Woo!
They're coming back! They're coming
back! Hell of a job,
buddy. Let's congratulate the other team.
Yeah.
Okay, team, Crick, seriously. That was, like, unbelievable. They took a flat tire. That helped it all. But, I mean, how did you approach this round differently
Brains
from the first time?
Against Braun.
Oh, okay.
Never let them see our bottoms. Never, ever see our bottoms.
Great job. Tell the public now. Come on.
I'm sorry that I didn't pick you guys. I didn't think you guys could do it, but out of the blue, you did it.
Yeah. All right. Whoever had money on the yellow team, raise your hands. All right. You guys got. You guys get a round on us.
So shake hands and come out fighting, right?
Oh,
all right.
Even the old warriors make peace.
We couldn't have had better teams, better...
Really? These guys were wonderful. Your guys were super.
I didn't want to have anybody else out here with me.
Thank you.
As
neither
an expert.
Did I. Neither did I.
This was great.
Well, Bronx Bravest, as you know, there are no teams who lose, just teams who did not win. So this is still for you. Nice job.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Yeah.
And for every team that doesn't win, there's a team that does. And today, it's Brooklyn Benders. Yeah! So the Brooklyn Benders are on their way through to the semifinals, those big shots. And the Bronx Bravest, well, we say tanks, but no tanks.
Next, we're looking at the plans to build an underground superhighway beneath the feet of Bostonians. It's extreme engineering after the break.